You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Microphone's a little low here, guys. Remember how to lift it up. Good morning. Before I begin, I have to remember that today is not about perfection. Performance is not about perfection. I have my words in a composition notebook on various pages. Mimo asked me this week, where do I find holiness in the world? Where do I find holiness at the gathering? And I joke that I find it in the holes in the world and in the holes in the gathering. And there's something beautiful about going through a summer session and coming together for a banquet and actualizing what our wonderful pastors in this community are nourishing in us. Again, not about perfection. Summertime at the gathering, teaching us about gratitude and reconciliation, the 12 steps towards personal freedom, redemption, joy, togetherness, unity, embracing our light and shadow sides just at the same time. Transcending the overwhelmed countdown to the end of our lives, the hustle and bustle outside, walking through the light into the darkness of this room where we can live and breathe again. Exhale each and every moment. See, we are living poems, each of us. We are poetic. We're beauty and salvation. We're anxiety and hectic. We genuflect, let our guards down, and then we get to share 5 minutes with one another. Nuestra gente, our people, mi gente, my people. Yes, this is the gathering, our home, our retreat, our worship standing up, our tears bent over our seats, and sometimes we break bread together, corporally, here on a Sunday morning for lunch. Because this is another reason of how we nourish the earth. Find me a heartbeat in a concrete city, and I'll find you a gardener, an enricher of earth, tapping into the saplings of souls, nourishing some seeds into mighty red oaks, and yet finding a patient embrace for those whose trunk and branches rise up out of swamps. For the earth is so rich and forgiving, no matter how captivated we are by skyscrapers and sin. It doesn't mean it's not going to get hard to shovel after rain, though, or that astroturf could ever take the place of freshly cut grass, or that forgiveness alone will be enough for souls to grow. It needs water. We need water and nurturing, a tender touch, sometimes from the toughest of fingertips. And we need a garden, an integrated companionship with flowers close to the fruits and the vegetables so the bees can share pollen. And yes, sometimes life stings, but like bees, it also provides us the nourishment for our crops to grow. Yes, bring me the gathering, our home, our retreat, our worship standing up, our tears bent over our feet, and sometimes bring a dish for the potluck on a Sunday morning so that we can eat, grow, and breathe together, bless, forgive, and embrace one another, and we too can be part of the earth.